Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an on-location review episode of Scream Camp Unleashed The Ritual. Before I go any further on this episode, I'd like to advise all listeners that there are adult themes throughout this episode. Some sensitive adult and distressing themes and scenes throughout this episode. You have been warned. So, this episode is a little bit different. The Ritual by Scream Camp Unleashed is something very different to what we've done throughout the Halloween season. It's an immersive theatre production by the guys at Scream Camp. And Scream Camp, as you guys might know, it was a 10-hour overnight, fully immersive, semi-extreme experience, horror experience that we visited a few episodes ago. So make sure you listen to that. Really, really crazy, enjoyable night. Thoroughly enjoyed it. We weren't entirely sure what to expect from Scream Camp Unleashed The Ritual. It was a 4-hour event from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And it was far more immersive, far more of a piece of theatre, and it was more promenade theatre within Charlie's house. Now, you'll learn a little bit more about Charlie in the on-location audio. There's around 20 minutes of the highlights of the four-hour experience that we're going to play now for you, and I'll give you my full review of the attraction after the on-location audio.
You're listening to Scare Track.
To the ritual. I am Charlie Howell. And tonight, I have invited each and every single one of you here to partake my annual ritual. You, this evening, have the chance to join the superior side of my followers. You'll notice the superior side have a white stripe on the center of their face. These are the people I trust the most. People who have dedicated their lives to me. Ones never let me down, the ones I can always rely on. The inferior side of my followers are marked with a red stripe down the center of their face. These are the people who have disappointed me. The ones I do not trust. Tonight, you have the chance to be one of my superiors. You may or may not have heard about my cousin, the boss, famed for the murders of the Fowl family 10 years ago. The Fowl family were most my loyalist superior members, but they disappointed me. I had my cousin brutally murder each and every single one of them. This leaves room for more superiors within my family. Tell me the most sinful act you've ever committed.
Multiple speeding fines.
Can you class that?
I think so.
Please tell me the most sinful act you've ever committed.
I gave oral sex in a church.
I agree. This is very sinful. Have you ever contemplated suicide?
Never seriously.
Would you class yourself someone with a strong mindset?
I believe I would.
Do you believe that?
I do.
Why? Please, tell me if you've ever thought about killing a family member. Why the hesitation?
Try a white feather, family members.
You pick a white feather. Well, you're safe. You pick a black feather. And you must punish her. Please place your blindfolds over your eyes. Remove your blindfolds. Please. I want you to slap this girl anywhere on her body you choose. Please sit down. Please pick one. Stand up. I want you to tell her that the next time she tries to slit her own wrists, she does it fucking properly.
The next time you want to slit your own wrists, do it properly.
this evening. Each and every single one of you. Each and every single one of you. And now, what's left? You into my world. Just to let you all know the type of women that I like. I think it's important. Sex should be controlled. Threshold. Please place your blindfolds over your eyes. To work as a team. You will guide each one from the start to the end without touching black tape. Sounds simple enough. You start at the top. This is a test of your ability to work as a team. Closer. Place your blindfold over your eyes.
Good, your balance. Right. You put your left foot in front of your right.
Most days, yeah.
Just shuffle gently.
You mean like walking, yeah?
Shuffle slowly. If you can touch it, even better, because then you know the distance.
Touch it, what, the line?
No, you're the left foot in front of your right. So maybe your right. That's it.
There
we
go.
Hold it.
Pigeon step.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Smaller. Okay.
Turn more to your right.
Put the other one directly in front of that one, if you can.
Stand.
Like
parallel.
To my toes. Yeah.
Perfect. Exactly the same again.
And then one foot forward. And
one more.
Forward again.
And again. You're done.
Perfect.
Well done.
Charlie, may I take my blindfold off?
Yes.
Thank you.
Try to do this and make a podcast at the same time.
Which leg are you going with?
Hang on. I go with my left.
Okay.
If you can, try and keep it like hip width apart because your balance kind of goes.
Okay.
Gentle shuffle. Yeah. Forward.
Same again with your other leg.
Even it out, match it, that's it.
That's it.
One more.
Stop. Perfect. Now, careful forward.
Two little steps.
Keep shuffling forward.
Like
one
half
more.
A step.
Right,
stop.
Okay, bring
your other leg forward.
Hold on. That's
it. Now. Shuffle
90. Lift your left leg. Stop there.
Just be very careful, that's it.
Very good position, that's perfect.
Right, now match that with your left.
Heel to toe.
But be very careful, swing it in front.
No, heel to toe.
Swing it in front.
Heel to toe.
Dip
your toes
with the other.
Just shuffle around the best you can.
That's it. Right, swing your left foot right.
Just right
forward,
front
like
in front, yeah.
Straight
ahead,
front.
Big step.
And one more.
Go.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. Nicely done. Congratulations.
I want to make you all superior members of my family. Please. Your ability to work as a team is without question impressive. I am proud to welcome you all belong to the superior side of my family. Before we commence with the sacrifice of this inferior member, I want to give something back to all of you. I want to give you my blood and my body. Blood of Charlie. The blood of Charlie. I'd like to ask you, superior side of my family, if you know anyone who may have betrayed me, speak now.
Your lead, Superior.
Would you believe your elite superior or these newbies? Bring her to me.
No, Charlie, no! No, Charlie, I was scared! It never used to be like this! Please change!
You fucking animal bitch! How fucking dare you! You fucking dare! You fucking sad!
No,
I fucking trust you with everything I had! I fucking promise you! I fucking promise everything I fucking had, I gave to you! You fucking bitch! Everything I had, I gave to you! Fuck you!
Everybody now this way.
So there we go, guys. The ritual by Scream Camp, and I'm gonna be 100% honest, I actually got goosebumps and teared up a little bit whilst I was editing this episode. Obviously you can only hear things, but the visualizations of the show were amazing, especially the finale, which I'll get into in just a minute. But if you do want to watch some of the scenes, head over to our YouTube account, youtube.com/scaretrack, where you can see a mini scare cam of just a few of the highlighted scenes from the ritual. That genuinely was fantastic, and I'm not blowing smoke up anyone's arse here. It was genuinely awesome. It was a fantastic piece of Artodian immersive promenade theatre, and that is the theatre geek coming out of me, I'm afraid. That I have a degree for a reason, and that's why I'm using it. It was genuinely amazing. I've studied this kind of art form, and it's so fantastic to see it really relishing at this location by this team in the 21st century. It was just well executed, perfectly written, amazing acting, and the location was outstanding. It just had every single element of the show work perfectly for it. The team behind it are very hard working. You can tell there's a lot of thought being gone into this. Obviously, it's a shorter event than Scream Camp in the summer, but that meant that it could be more sort of story driven, I feel. And like I say, it was less of a horror survival experience, which is more kind of like Scream Camp. This was a very different kind of show, a 4-hour long, fully immersive theatrical production. You've just heard some of the highlights there. Just shy of 20 minutes, I'm going to try and give you a brief rundown of kind of what happened and throughout the scene. So we arrived in our cars. I was late because of flooding, but we were taken by you know, the superiors and the inferiors of Charlie's family, his hand-picked family, to go up to the top floor, the attic of Charlie's old derelict house, and it was awesome. You could see his sort of logo behind him, his shrine, and candles lit everywhere. It's all lit by just candles, and he introduced himself, introduced what's going to be happening, as you heard, throughout the evening. And throughout the evening we were giving tasks, but I'd like to point out that this was not by any stretch of the imagination an extreme event in the slightest. I felt no pain at all. I wasn't hurting, I wasn't put in any stress positions. A very different kind of event. These guys can do some more intense stuff. They haven't done extreme for Scream Camp, but it was more intense for sure. This was a more trusting show, I feel. The bits that I didn't include in this episode were moments of silence, really, because they would get the team to prove their worth to Charlie. So, for example, we were given an ice cube and we had to hold it in our left hand for as long as physically possible. Now, I know I just said I didn't feel pain, and although there's no pain in that, obviously a cold ice cube is difficult to hold while you had hot candle wax poured onto the back of your hand. I found the hot candle wax so satisfying. It was actually a huge juxtaposition between the two sensations, which was really cool. All of that whilst you were blindfolded as well, so you couldn't see what the rest of the group were doing. And that was just to prove your own worth, your individual worth. Then you could show that you can work as part of a team with Charlie's family. It was basically passing an egg from one spoon to another. And although that sounds very simple, the beauty lies in its simplicity. It just showed how everyone tried to trust each other and look after each other and not let each other down. And more eggs were arriving, and more eggs, and more eggs. And then a sort of third team building scene was when you were blindfolded and had to basically follow a taped out path, but you could only do it by hearing your fellow candidates, I guess. And again, that was added a little bit more of a light-hearted humor side of it. It was quite funny to try and see people do what they wanted, or try and do their best getting through the course. It gave another dimension to the show. The show's very dark, it's very intense, as in theme wise and thought provoking. You know, there's adult themes, there's talks of some quite dark stuff, which I'll sort of mention when I'm wrapping up. It was I had an element of humour again with a cross-dressing dancer as well in a room full of it was condoms all over the floor. I love the fact that it all looks glitz and glam with this male dressed as a female with a feather boa dancing, but it's actually in a dark, dingy room with, you know, dirty condoms spread all around the floor. It just gives that essence of, on the outside, it looks all glitz and glam and Marilyn Monroe, but underneath, it's nasty and it's dark and it's sick. So, yeah, there's the sort of scenes that you didn't quite hear all of here on the episode, because there would have been lots of moments of silence in there. I do have to give a huge hats off to every actor in this performance. Charlie, of course, all his followers, you know, the girl who is, well, her name is Emma, but she was being sacrificed. She was awesome. Also, just all every other superior and inferior family members, just their subtle looks when Charlie would say something, if they were trying to make eye contact with you, or if they were trying to ignore you because they didn't want Charlie to think that they were telling you anything. And they were telling you anything. His lead superior was actually trying to get us individually to revolt against Charlie during the ritual at the end of the performance. So throughout the whole 3 to 4 hours, you have a moral dilemma of, do you, I mean, you, apparently you've been hand-picked by Charlie to be there, you are proving your worth to him, do you attempt to join his family, or do you stop him and help his superior get out of this clan, this family that she no longer wants to be in. It was awesome to have that extra element to it. It wasn't just a piece of linear theatre. It was slightly disjointed in the fact that you would get taken away by this person very, very subtly, and this lead superior would put doubt in your mind about Charlie. If you needed any more doubt, he's a crazy guy, you can tell, and it was very well played by Callum. Like I say, every actor, fantastic. It was very well written, and the finale came with a bang. So the finale is basically the ritual, the thing that we've been looking to, you know, like inevitably going towards throughout the attraction, whilst simultaneously trying to prove our worth to Charlie. We need to make sure that we are a superior follower, family member, rather than an inferior. And to start with, I said that my most sinful act was only some speeding fines, whilst others said that theirs was far worse, or that they have thought of suicide, or they have thought of killing, or they have they inflicted pain on the sacrifice we were about to have a ritual for. These dark things, my speeding fines weren't up to his standard to start, and I had a red line drew across my face, whereas others, they had a white line drawn across their face. They were pure, they were his superior members. Then, of course, it was time to speak now or forever hold your peace. Charlie asked if he felt that if anyone amongst his ranks has basically defied him, that we should speak now or, you know, forever hold our peace. And I was the person that grasped. I grasped on his lead superior. And he killed her. He sacrificed her. We saved the other candidate of the ritual, and yeah, his lead was sacrificed in a fantastic, insane, extreme sort of visualization. The characterization of the actors as well was just amazing. We were all just in shock and in awe. And what I found great was another member of the team agreed with me, whilst another member said that I was lying. Why would you believe these newbies when you could believe your superior? It was great. It was very thought-provoking. He believed me, and again, we saw the sacrifice take place, and it made us fit. It made, like he was saying, it was my fault. Only very few pieces of theatre can be that thought-provoking, especially when you've been thinking of the themes we've been talking about over the last 3 hours of the show. I felt some part responsible for this action. And then when we were told to leave the house, a fantastic visualization, and again, extreme adult themes, Charlie had hanged himself in the centre top window with just a candle under his face lighting it up. It looked stunning. It was very intense emotionally, but a beautifully executed scene. The way they used this house was to perfection. It's currently, you know, half a building site. You can see that the team must have had difficulties with it, but it was just used to perfection. And that scene, whilst we sort of ran to our cars, was just beautifully executed and stunning. Before I sort of finish, I wanted to talk about the themes, actually, because at the beginning of this episode there, I didn't record all of it. I did get quite lost in the immersion. I've only given you, I think it's 18 minutes out of an almost 4-hour show. And there were talks of people feeling suicidal, people feeling horrible thoughts, people going to dark places. Now, people having mental health issues, and this is something that could not be more rife in the year 2019. And this, no matter how you portray it, it's a piece of Artaudian theatre. It is the theatre of cruelty, theatre of senses. There was a moment where you had to put your hands in these horrible types of food that you were blindfolded, and you had to trust Charlie that it would be okay what he was putting your hand in. It wasn't the fact that it was food, it was the fact that you were trusting Charlie as much as he was trying to trust us. The themes of mental health in 2019, through any reasons you deem necessary, people think it's down to social media, people think it's anxiety levels, and etc., etc. And people have their demons. I have mine. Other people in the group had far darker demons than me, and some people didn't have any dark demons at all, I'm sure. However, the themes are themes that we can't be scared of, can't be afraid of, and I know that this show will get some stick for exploring these dark themes. However, that's what TV, film, the media, musicals, theatre, entertainment outlets, that's what they do. And this show definitely was thought-provoking and intense on the mind. Not physically, more so intense on the mind. And a kudos to the team for exploring something so delicate and so still taboo in 2019. There is also a stigma still of mental health, but there's also a other side of the coin where people feel it's trendy or it's fashionable to say you're depressed and down, and that just belittles the other people who are going through those struggles and having those demons. I'm getting a little bit more psychological now, and that's not the way I want to do. It's not the way I want to go down, but it is the. It's been nearly 12 hours since I finished the show now, and it's been playing on my mind all day, and that just goes to show it's a fantastic production because it's. You're constantly thinking about it, you're having thoughts about it. The reason I grasped in The Superior was because I fully immersed myself in the story. Now, Charlie said that he handpicked us. We were there to join him. Well, surely I must have been there for a reason. Now, who am I going to try and please? The guy who's been leading this place for how long? Who, you know, forced his cousin, the boss at Scream Camp, to do all those horrific murders 10 years ago. Him, or his lackey, who was a little bit all talk. There was no chance. She had multiple chances, I feel, to escape, to get us out safely. So I wanted to see what Charlie would do if I grasped. And it was very fun to see how the team reacted to that. And I think that does it for my review of Scream Camp Unleashed The Ritual. A very different kind of episode here on the Scare Trap podcast. I hope you found it entertaining nonetheless. A huge thank you to Scream Camp for inviting me up there to experience this phenomenal, beautifully executed piece of Artaudian promenade theatre.
You're listening to Scare Trap.
So, guys, that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Trap podcast. A huge thank you to Scream Camp for inviting me to your event. Absolutely thoroughly loved it. And guys, they are back in 2020 for the return of Scream Camp for the whole summer run. And it does sell out very, very quickly, guys. It sold out last year. All their nights, they had to add extra nights. So get your tickets from www.screamcamp.co.uk. That's screamcamp.co.uk. It's at Higher Council Farm in Oldham, Manchester. A 10-hour long, fully immersive, overnight attraction. I loved it. There's a Scare Cam and a Scare Track podcast on that as well, so go back and check them out. And remember, you can check out our Scare Cam from this production as well. Just a few highlights of the show, youtube.com/ScareTrack. Remember to join us throughout our whole Halloween season. There's a few weeks left, guys. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. Make sure you're just searching Scare Track and give us a like, comment, a follow, anything you want, a retweet. We sincerely do appreciate all the support. Speaking of support, head over to our website, www.scaretrack.co.uk, where you can check out our Patreon page, our merch page, along with our Scare Camp, Scare Track, Coaster Track, and everything else over on our website. It really was a fantastic night. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye, guys.